Isaiah 3.
For now the Sovereign, the Lord of hosts, is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and staff, all support of bread and all support of water. Warrior and soldier, judge and prophet, diviner and elder, captain of 50 and dignitary, counselor and skillful magician and expert enchanter. And I will make boys their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another and everyone by a neighbor. The youth will be insolent to the elder, and the base to the honorable. Someone will even seize a relative, a member of the clan, saying,
"You have a cloak, you shall be our leader, and this heap of ruin shall be under your rule."
But the other will cry out on that day, saying,
"I will not be a healer. In my house there is neither bread nor cloak. You shall not make me leader of the people."
For Jerusalem has stumbled, and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their deeds are against the Lord, defying his glorious presence. The look on their faces bears witness against them. They proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. Tell the innocent how fortunate they are, for they shall eat the fruit of their labors. Woe to the guilty, how unfortunate they are, for what their hands have done shall be done to them. My people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, your leaders mislead you and confuse the course of your paths. The Lord rises to argue his case. He stands to judge the peoples. The Lord enters into judgment with the elders and princes of his people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people, by grinding the face of the poor? Says the Lord God of hosts. The Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks, glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, tinkling with their feet, the Lord will afflict with scabs the heads of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will lay bare their secret parts. In that day, the Lord will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the scarves, the headdresses, the armlets, the sashes, the perfume boxes and the amulets, the signet rings and nose rings, the festal robes, the mantles, the cloaks and the handbags, the garments of gauze, the linen garments, the turbans, and the veils. Instead of perfume, there will be a stench, and instead of a sash, a rope, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a rich robe, a binding of sackcloth. Instead of beauty, shame. Your men shall fall by the sword and your warriors in battle, and her gates shall lament and mourn. Ravaged, she shall sit upon the ground.